And how ought a child who might not want to go upstairs in the dark, he might say, I'm afraid. How's that?
Afraid.
And talking about some child and who you remember when she was little is all never wanting to go anywhere in the dark, you might say, well, she isn't afraid now, but she
used to be afraid.
And she's afraid now, but when she was little, she she was more
afraid. Had a nerve problem.
And if somebody leaves a lot of money on the table and leaves the door unlocked, you might say, "Well, he's mighty
careless."
And if there's an older person. And she maybe doesn't act the way she used to. You might say, there's nothing really wrong with Aunt Lizzie, but sometimes she acts kind of
foolish.
Okay. Any other ways you might say that?
Yeah, callous.
Yeah, a little.
Stupid or something.
Okay. What about the word queer?
Could act a little queer, yeah.
Would you say that?
Yes, ma'am.
Can you give me any other examples of how you'd use the word queer?
Well, she acts queer.
Okay. And that just means she acts kind of peculiar?
Yes, peculiar, that's right.
Okay. Any other ways you might, talk about somebody who won't ever change his mind. He's so sure of his own ways that he just doesn't consider what anybody else is saying. How might you tell him to try to make him consider something else? You might say, don't be so
stupid or so crazy.
Okay. How would you describe somebody that you can't ever make a joke with, because he'll get mad?
He's tempered.
How?
Temple.
Okay. You might say, well, I was just kidding him. I didn't know he'd get
so mad.
Okay, and if somebody's about to lose his temper, to tell him not to, you might say, now just
keep your cool.
Okay. And and if you have been working very hard, you say you're very
tired.
Okay, and if you're very, very tired, you say, oh, I'm just all
bagged out.
Okay. Do you ever use to just feel like I'm about to be worn out? Would you ever say that?
Worn out, yeah. We used to say that.
Okay. If a person has been well, but suddenly they have a disease, that person has a disease, you might say, well, last night, in the middle of the night, she
was sick.
Okay. And you might say, somebody is sick now, but he'll be well again
tomorrow.
Or sometime.
Probably sometime.
If a person sat in a draft and then began to cough, you might say, now you see you what?
Contracted a cold or something.
Okay. Any other way you might say that?
Caught a cold.
Okay. And if you've got a noise, you have something like this, you say, I've got a bad
cough.
And you say, well, I'd better go to sleep. I'm feeling a little bit
drowsy.
How's that?
Sleepy.
Okay. What was the first word you used?
Drowsy.
Okay. And you might say, at 6 o'clock in the morning, I'll...
You get up.
Okay, or I'll... Maybe
wake up.
I'll what?
Wake up.
Okay.